What's up, everyone? This is Andrew. I wanted to get on a quick little segment today. I am in the car driving home after doing a print modeling gig for the whole week, which was amazing. I was, you know, living the dream, doing what I want to be doing, and it was awesome. And it just helped me to get re-inspired. You know, when you're on set, or when you're doing what you are meant to be doing or what you feel like you're supposed to be doing, it always gives you that inspiration. It always gives you that like kick in the butt of like, yo, why aren't you doing this all the time? And why, you know, why are you only allowing it to happen when you get picked to do it? Or, you know, when an audition finally comes in, oh, now you can act. Or when you go to want to write a book, you're like, oh, someone told me my writing was good. Let me start writing now because someone told me I was good enough to do it. I wanted to talk about being you and being authentically you and going after the things that you want to do. As I sit here going 5 miles per hour in traffic, it just got me thinking after I got off the phone with a buddy. We were talking about, you know, our goals and our dreams and what's holding us back and you know, what we want to be doing and where we're at and what we have to do to get there. It just got me thinking about that we don't need permission from anyone to be doing what it is we want to do with our lives. Whether that's, I know for personal examples, for me it's acting and it's writing and it's podcasting. And there was a point about 2 or 3 years ago where I was doing it and I was writing and I wrote the book, I published the book, I was doing my podcast, I did like 50 episodes of it, and I was auditioning and I was working on a series and I was working on stuff. And then stuff happened, you know, there's things that don't need to be said that happened in the last few years that threw me off my game and got me out of my mojo. And, you know, I got kind of stuck in doing the same old thing. But then I, you know, you start to realize that you are the one that's going to make a change in your life. And there's nobody, no magic hand that's going to pick you, that's going to tell you that, you know what, yes, you are allowed to do it. It's funny because in human nature, like, we do want permission. Whereas kids, we have to ask for permission to do stuff, which is fine. You're learning discipline, you're learning boundaries, you're learning, you know, like what you can and can't do in a sense of what's going to be good or bad for you as a child. But then as an adult, there's something in our minds that when it's something risky to do, that's something that's different, out of the ordinary, whether it's acting or writing or podcasting or starting your own business, that we feel like we have to wait for someone's permission to tell us that it's okay and that we can do it and we're allowed to do it. But you are allowed to do it. You know, I'm someone that works in food and beverage, and I am wanting to make a change in my life. And I've been saying this for a while, and I've been doing the acting stuff since 2011 professionally. I moved out to Los Angeles, and I was 19 years old trying to figure it out, and I'm 30 now. And all of these years, I've been waiting to be picked, and I've, you know, here and there, I've gotten the courage and gotten the gusto to muster up my own stuff to do, but I was never consistent with it. And because I just felt like, oh, I'm still waiting to get picked, or someone needs to tell me that I'm good enough to do it. But nobody's coming to pick you. I hate to, you know, tell you that that's how it is, but until you show that you can do it yourself and that you have the courage to take the risks, to the courage to wake up every day and work on what it is you want to be doing and show that consistency and courage and that love and passion and dedication and discipline, you're not getting picked. And that's okay. It's just one of those things that it's a hard pill to swallow. And I speak this from experience as someone who has been so up and down, in and out of their flow, and have had the highs and lows of booking stuff and doing my own thing and thinking that the world's about to change for me, and it didn't because I just didn't stay consistent with it. And I'm here to tell you today that as an inspired guy coming off of set, that there's going to be the highs and lows, and there's going to be days you don't feel like it. But I read an awesome quote the other day. Well, actually, no, I didn't read this. Excuse me. I listened to it on a podcast, the Kathy Heller podcast. Manifest with Kathy Heller is what it's called now. Amazing podcast. If you haven't listened to it, listen to it. Thanks, Mom, for putting me on to it. They said, we have time for what we have the courage to show up for, which is so true. It's just so crazy how true that is, that, you know, if there's something you've wanted to do in your life, you have to do it. If it scares you, you have to muster up the courage to do it. No one's going to come do it for you. And that's a hard thing to think about, but when you realize that, when you take the first step and be like, yes, it scares me, or yes, I want to make a change, I don't want to be doing this job for the rest of my life, you are the one that has to muster up the courage to do it. And you are the only one that's going to do it. And you can do it. And that's an awesome thing to know and an awesome feeling to feel, that like, I can do this. You watch people all around you every day on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, the news, sports. You're watching people live their dream. You want to know the difference? Yeah, there's a difference between me and LeBron James. I'm not 6'8", 250, the chosen one of NBA prodigy. But with people like podcasting and writing and acting and people that are like making movies, you want to know the difference? They decided to do it. And was it perfect at first? No. But that's okay. It doesn't have to be. You just have to take the first step. Take the leap. Don't just quit your job tomorrow because you got inspired to do it. But start to do it in the time that you have to write, to podcast, to film, to network, to do something that's going to get you along, to study, you know, to read the books, to write that email, to whatever it is, play the guitar, make a band, make a film company, start your LLC, whatever it is, take the first step. Don't wait for someone to tell you that you can. I'm telling you this as someone who's going through the same struggles mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually as everyone in this landscape of 2023 does. It's all about just doing and having the courage to do so and to wake up every day and to take the step and take the risks. And even if it scares you, it's going to scare you less and less the more that you do it. So that's my 7 to 8 minute rant here. I hope you get something out of that. I am putting myself on the clock and putting it on the podcast here that I'm going to be more consistent. And I have been, and I'm excited about that. I've booked some gigs this year. I'm feeling a little inspired. My wife and I have a baby on the way. That could have triggered something for me too, to be a little more consistent. But that's, you know, you don't need that. You don't need that in your life too. Trigger you to be more consistent and to show up and have the courage. All you need to do is to have a dream and to have a want or a will or something that you want to do, and to just do it. So hope you have a wonderful day. This is Andrew, and All In with Andrew. We're back.